Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. The Boston-based band the David Wax Museum join us today with some strong reports preceding them. They regularly sell out Cambridge's revered Club Passim and won the Boston Music Award last year for Best Americana Band. They were our World Cafe Next artist and were highlighted by All Songs Considered's Bob Boylan after their performance at Newport Folk Festival last year. At the heart of the band is David Wax and Suze Slezak. The band grew out of David's interest in Mexican folk music. Their new album, Everything Is Saved, was produced by Sam Kasserer, who's worked with Josh Ritter, in fact, part of his band, and was released in February of this year. We'll meet him in a moment, but first, here is a performance of Yes, Maria, Yes from David Wax Museum. Yes, Maria, yes. A great way to begin our set today from David Wax Museum. We're playing live with us, David Wax, on the vocals, and we'll find out exactly what instrument in just a sec. Suze Slezak, Jordan Wax, yes, he is related. He's David's cousin on accordion, and Mike Roberts playing the bass on that. And Suze, you better explain what you are playing there.
This is a Mexican instrument called a quijada, but you may... recognize it more if you know that it's a donkey jawbone.
Yeah, definitely. Not that I've seen a lot of donkey jawbones, but there you go. And now that song, we've talked about the various influences on a lot of this music. That one kind of sounds very much like it has Mexican influences in it. And David, you spent time where in Mexico?
Well, the music that's inspired my own songwriting most directly is from southern Veracruz, Mexico. I study a couple different types of Mexican son from different parts of central Mexico, western Mexico, and then this part of the Gulf Coast in Veracruz. And so a lot of the instrumentation with the guitar that I'm playing, this Mexican guitar called a jarana, and Suze's jawbone, and a lot of the song structures and some of the melodies are coming directly from traditional son jarocho songs.
And so, now, as traditional music, does that music live on in modern Mexican music as well?
Sure, it does. There's about 25 years ago, there was a revival of son jarocho, and it's brought in a lot of new people, and they've kind of revived the fandango tradition, which is kind of a version of, it's the closest thing to a Mexican hootenanny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a fandango, and so a lot of people come together and dance and play this music. It had started to die about 30 years ago. There was very little of it going on, but a lot of kind of the next generation took the torch, and now it's just flourishing all over, not just southern Mexico or southern Veracruz, but in Mexico City, throughout the country, and internationally as well right now.
Now, how did you end up there to study this?
Well, initially I went down working with the American Friends Service Committee in 2001. After my first year of college, I went down to do volunteer work in central Mexico. And when I was living in an indigenous community in La Huasteca in central Mexico, I first heard Son Huasteco, which is kind of a cousin of Son Jarocho. And so I fell in love with the music there and started buying tapes and CDs and learning a little bit about it, but not kind of daring to learn it or try to learn it. But I kept finding myself back in Mexico every summer, every year, and kept gravitating towards the music. And so when I graduated from college, I actually got a fellowship to go down and study Mexican folk music. And so I lived there for a year, really dedicating myself to studying it. And then when I came back, Susan and I started the band in Boston, and it's kind of become more and more a part of my own songwriting.
Now, would you play music there with them?
Yes, I did. I mean, I went down, I found a lot of great teachers while I was down there. And a lot of the way I was learning, it wasn't a formal thing necessarily. I would just go to a party and they'd be playing at one of these fandangos and I would learn a lot that way. And I found some amazing teachers who were willing to work with me and kind of come up with different exchanges of me giving English lessons to their kids or paying them.
So. That's cool. And so was this new to you when you first ran into David?
It was. So he actually was the one that suggested that I buy a donkey jawbone. So I found one on the internet for about $45 and started teaching myself to play it. There are a few videos online that were helpful to get started, but mostly I've just been experimenting and now have been playing it for about 2 years.
One would expect the rattling sound comes from the teeth. Are they loose, or are you just rubbing over them?
So I rub over them with a stick, and then the teeth are also loose, so when you hit it, it gives that great rattling sound.
Now, what's your musical background?
I grew up in Central Virginia outside Charlottesville and grew up playing the fiddle, old-time music, some Irish, some classical, and came from a family that encouraged singing all the time.
Well, this band encourages singing as well. David Wax Museum are our guests, and what do you want to do next?
Let's do Born with a Broken Heart.
Broken heart. hard. Baby, why do you look so sad? There are men who will stand accused, but they won't be told why. There are strong who are beaten down, but the sun looks golden black and high. There were bones, broken heart, broken heart, she was broken. There were bones, broken heart, broken heart, she was broken.
Born with a Broken Heart, the song that begins Everything Is Saved, the new album from David Wax Museum, who are from Boston, are playing live for us today on The Cafe. So you were initially in Mexico on a stint away from kind of an unusual school you went to. Maybe people should know about this. The Deep Springs College, it's in California?
Yeah, it's right on the California-Nevada line, and it's a very small school. It's just 26 students, all male in the High Sierra. And it's a work college, so everybody that's at the school is working on a cattle ranch, an alfalfa farm, and a small dairy operation. So I was there for my first 2 years of college.
And what is everybody studying?
Well, it's kind of a general liberal arts program, but it's all very small classes, all small kind of Socratic seminars. And there's also a lot of value placed on actual physical work and kind of seeing that as part of your education.
And did your interest in Mexico start there?
Well, that was how I first found out about this American Friends program in Mexico. It was just through a friend there who had lived here in Philadelphia. But then when I got back from my first summer in Mexico, we had just hired a new professor who was a Mexican anthropologist. And so he had a real passion and affinity for Mexican folk music. And so it kind of had the perfect teacher right at the perfect moment for me there.
David Wax Museum are our guests. You went to Maine with Sam Kasserer to record this album. We know him from his work with Josh Ritter and others. And what a sympathetic producer, just from the, I can just tell from the way the record turned out. Did he stretch you guys, or what did he do?
Jordan, you want to jump in on this?
I don't know if he stretched us, but he really had a understanding of, he was really open to where the music could go. And I think he really encouraged us to not rely on expectations, but so much as to find our own sound and to go to the more places that were unique and special to the musicians and the band.
And crowd participation and call and response seems to be a big part of what you guys do, too.
It sure is. And a lot of that comes from the Mexican influence. A lot of these songs are built that so that the lead singer at that moment in the verse sings a verse that he knows off the top of his head, and then someone jumps in and responds. And so it kind of creates that communal atmosphere with the singing. And it's been something that for our fans, they kind of get to know the lyrics and then they can kind of call back in the response with the rest of the band.
That's so cool. David Wax Museum are our guests. What's next?
We're going to do Unfruitful.
So what can you tell us about Unfruitful?
This next song has the lyrics for the chorus come from a Chilean poet by the name of Gonzalo Millán that I've translated into English. And that was kind of the seed that the rest of the song came out of. Thank you.
Against your outreached hand, the gray one nuzzled. I thought of all the gas we'd guzzled and the love we'd kept muzzled to reach these horses in the brown and trampled plow. Back to tightly wound knots, we watch the clouds.
That is Unfruitful. David Wax Museum playing live today on the Cafe. Thank you so much for being here.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
David Wax Museum, World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.